This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. Hey, the recent death of a fellow I knew had me doing a lot of reminiscing about old Tucson days, Tucson, Arizona times, right? The fellow that died, he was named Dan Bach. If you're an old Tucsonan, or even a new Tucsonan, I guess, you might know of Bach's Cactus Nursery, and that would be started by Dan and Diane Bach, the husband-wife team, now taken over by their daughter. Shortly after his death, there was a memorial service, and I went because I knew it would be full of folks that I knew, I loved, folks who had Dan Bach stories for sure. Unfortunately, at that memorial service, no time was given for those stories, so dozens of good stories about a generous, friendly rascal of a man were left untold. I had a story I wanted to tell at that chapel full of people. I knew the people I loved. A story about Dan, yeah, but about the people in that room as well. So I'm going to tell it now. In the 1970s, I lived in the desert northwest of Tucson at the southeast corner of Cotero Farms and Thornydale Road. Those were dirt roads back then. I was playing music 5 nights a week in town. I was living a wonderful life in a funky old house in the desert. I had a garden. I had chickens. I had dogs, cats, goats. Oh, I had donkeys. I had 3 donkeys. I loved donkeys. This was all at my desert hideaway. And you know, it was just deserty out there, but across Cotero Farms and to the north through the desert, there was a chicken ranch, a barns full of layers and cages. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But then that place went out of business and someone bought that chicken ranch and started converting those old chicken ranch barns into greenhouses for growing cactus. So listen, one of my donkeys was quite social and an escape artist. He loved to leave our place and visit, and he loved to run through cactus-filled greenhouses just north of us in the desert. Dan Bach would bring that donkey back, sweating, red-faced, exasperated, and saying, "Here is your donkey." It happened a few times, and Dan was always so kind, sweaty, red-faced, exasperated, "Here is your donkey." Fast forward to 1980. I was still in that funky house in the desert, but no longer playing music. I had no livestock. Cotero and Thornydale, they were paved roads. Bach's Cactus Nursery was thriving up off Thornydale Road. I was a bum. I had a wonderful girlfriend. And one day she said to me, "Maybe you should get a job." I decided to eat some crow and went to Bach's Cactus Nursery, and I asked Dan Bach for a job. Dan looked at me and said, "I don't have a job for you." Long pause. "But Myrna Fontes at Desert Trees Nursery is looking for a laborer," and he gestured across the desert toward the north. "It's up off Overton," he said. And Myrna Fontes hired me at Desert Trees Nursery in March of 1980 and started what was to become my career of growing plants. Dan Bach's gesture across the desert was my future. He sent me on the 45-year journey that was full of wonderful people like the folks at that memorial service that I know and I love. And one final thing. The girlfriend that said maybe I should get a job, well, I married her. And she is still my partner, my lover, and significant other. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.